Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Irrational Exuberance, revised and expanded third edition by Robert J. Shiller, examines why asset prices sometimes soar far beyond what fundamentals appear to justify, and why those booms can end abruptly. Shiller, a Nobel Prize-winning economist known for long-run market data and behavioral finance research, revisits the forces that helped inflate major bubbles and the social dynamics that keep them going. The third edition broadens the scope beyond stocks to include housing and other markets, connecting valuation metrics with psychology, media narratives, institutional incentives, and policy conditions. Rather than treating crashes as unpredictable bolts from the blue, the book argues that collective stories, feedback loops, and changing norms can make extreme valuations more likely and more persistent. The result is a framework that helps readers think more clearly about exuberant markets, recognize warning signs, and approach investing with a greater respect for history, uncertainty, and human behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, valuation, long-run data, and the problem of overpricing. A central theme is the tension between market prices and the economic reality that ultimately supports them. Shiller is widely associated with long-horizon valuation analysis, including cyclically adjusted measures that smooth earnings over time to reduce the noise of business cycles. The book explains how elevated valuations can persist even when future returns become statistically less attractive, and why the market can remain expensive longer than most people expect. It also highlights the limits of simple fundamental stories. Fundamentals matter, but they are filtered through expectations, discount rates, and shifting beliefs about what is normal. By anchoring arguments in historical datasets, the book invites readers to compare different eras and see how rare extreme valuations are and how painful the subsequent adjustments can be. This topic is not an instruction to time the market precisely. Instead, it encourages probabilistic thinking, scenario awareness, and the humility that comes from recognizing that valuation is informative yet imperfect. For investors, the practical takeaway is to treat valuation as a risk gauge. The higher the price relative to sustainable fundamentals, the more fragile the situation becomes, and the more important diversification, disciplined rebalancing, and realistic return assumptions are. Secondly, feedback loops, herding, and the social contagion of investing. The book details how bubbles are often powered by self-reinforcing feedback loops. Rising prices attract attention. Attention attracts new buyers. And new buyers push prices higher, creating a narrative of inevitability. This process is amplified by social proof and herding. People infer value from the actions of others, especially under uncertainty. Shiller frames this as a kind of social contagion in which investment ideas spread through conversations, workplaces, online communities, and professional networks. The resulting dynamics can overwhelm careful analysis, because the short-term experience of profits can feel like evidence that the story is true. The topic also clarifies why smart participants can still get pulled in. Career incentives, fear of missing out, and benchmarking against peers can make it rational for individuals to ride a bubble even if they suspect it is unhealthy. The lesson is to distinguish informational signals from popularity signals. Readers are encouraged to notice when the dominant justification for prices becomes circular, such as prices are high because they have been rising, or because everyone believes they should. Understanding these loops helps investors and policymakers appreciate why bubbles can grow rapidly, why warnings are ignored, and why turning points can be sudden when confidence cracks. Thirdly, narratives, media amplification, and the psychology of market belief. Another major topic is the role of stories in shaping economic behavior. Markets do not move only on spreadsheets. They move on compelling explanations about technological revolutions, new eras, permanent prosperity, or policy backstops. Shiller emphasizes that such narratives spread through media coverage, bestsellers, television, and now digital channels, creating shared interpretations of what price movements mean. The book connects this to behavioral tendencies such as overconfidence, confirmation bias, and the tendency to extrapolate recent trends. When people repeatedly hear a coherent narrative that fits recent gains, they are more likely to accept higher prices as justified and to dismiss counter-evidence. This narrative mechanism helps explain why bubbles feel reasonable from the inside. It also explains why the same facts can be interpreted differently depending on prevailing mood. For readers, the value is learning to interrogate stories. What assumptions must be true for the narrative to hold? What evidence is being ignored? Is the story about fundamentals or about popularity and momentum? By treating narratives as causal forces rather than background noise, the book equips investors to become more critical consumers of financial news and to build decision processes that resist emotional contagion, such as written investment policies and pre-committed asset allocation rules. Fourthly, Beyond stocks, housing cycles, and the broader landscape of speculation, the expanded scope of the third edition highlights that irrational exuberance is not confined to equities. Housing markets can display bubble dynamics as strongly as stocks, but with different transmission channels. Real estate is often purchased with leverage, is less liquid, and is embedded in household identity and community status, which can intensify psychological attachment and reduce willingness to sell. The book explores how widespread beliefs about homeownership, perceptions of safety, and expectations of ever-rising prices can lead to bidding wars and stretched affordability. It also shows how credit conditions, lending standards, and policy environments interact with sentiment to push prices away from sustainable levels. Importantly, housing bubbles can have deeper macroeconomic consequences because they affect household balance sheets, banking stability, and consumption. By comparing assets, readers can see recurring patterns, narratives of shortage, innovation in finance, and the reassurance that this time is different. The practical benefit of this topic is broader risk awareness. Investors and homeowners alike are encouraged to think about leverage, cash flow resilience, and the possibility that local price trends can reverse. It also underlines the importance of stress testing personal finances for downturns rather than assuming recent appreciation will continue. Lastly, what to do with bubble knowledge, risk management, policy, and personal discipline? Recognizing exuberance raises the question of action. The book does not promise simple market timing, but it does argue that awareness can improve decision quality. On the personal side, it supports disciplined diversification, rebalancing, and realistic long-term return expectations, especially when valuations and enthusiasm are elevated. It also encourages readers to separate identity from portfolio performance, reduce reliance on short-term feedback, and avoid leverage that can force selling at the worst moment. On the institutional and policy side, the book engages with the difficulty of responding to bubbles, regulators and central banks face uncertainty, political constraints, and the risk of acting too early or too late. Yet ignoring exuberance can also be costly, because crashes can damage the real economy. This topic therefore emphasizes preparedness rather than prediction. Practical strategies include setting rules in advance, using scenario planning, and focusing on what can be controlled: savings rates, fees, taxes, and portfolio robustness. The broader message is that bubbles are human events as much as financial events. Better outcomes come from systems that reduce procyclical behavior, reward long-term thinking, and make it easier for individuals to stay patient when markets become euphoric or fearful. In conclusion, this book is best for long-term investors, finance students, policymakers, and curious readers who want to understand why markets sometimes detach from fundamentals and why the collective mood can become a driver of price. It is also valuable for homeowners and anyone making big life decisions influenced by asset prices because it connects market cycles to everyday behavior and social pressure. The benefit is a more resilient mindset. Readers learn to recognize the warning signs of overconfidence, to treat popular narratives with skepticism, and to view valuation as a measure of risk rather than a short-term forecasting tool. That perspective can improve real-life choices such as how much leverage to take, how aggressively to invest during booms, and how to avoid panic during downturns. Compared with many investing books that focus narrowly on tactics, Irrational Exuberance stands out for combining historical evidence with behavioral explanations and for applying the same lens across stocks and housing. It is worth buying because it provides a durable framework that remains useful across cycles, helping readers build disciplined processes that outlast headlines and resist the seductive logic of "this time is different." If you would like to support Robert J. Shiller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.